might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It is Super Bowl motherfucking Sunday. Guess what? I don't give a shit. But I'm your host, Miss D, out of the D. And yes, this is our first Super Bowl Sunday show. We normally don't have a show because I am a little salty. I'm not going to lie. I mean, y'all could call me whatever y'all want. I ain't got no problem saying, yeah, I'm a little salty. And I'll admit I'm a little salty. I don't even have a fucking game on. That's how fucking salty I am. So, yeah, that's how I'm feeling about this game right now. And the only thing I'm going to look at is Usher. I ain't going to lie. I am going to look at Usher.
Yeah.
But and I'm not even recording it. So when I say I'm not looking at, I'm not even recording it. So it's one of those where I'm not going to record it until it gets close to halftime.
Yep. Well, it's in the first and 6:28 left in the first. And right now, 0-0 and the commercials have been shit.
Like I said, this will be the first year that I'm really not even looking. I'm not going to stay here and...
Do you know how much they paid for a 30-second commercial this
year? Like $1.5 million, I heard.
$7 million for a 30-second ad during this game.
Ooh, that's
and
a lot.
And Mahomes just got sacked. So, yeah, I don't see how you can pay $7 million other than half the world is watching it.
So I'm looking. I'm in the Detroit Lions Law fan group, Law member fan group on Facebook. And apparently people are still bitching about the ticket hype. And first of all, I'm just going to say this. And if you're a Detroit Lions season ticket holder, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Unless you're giving up your fucking tickets and they have priced you out where you cannot afford them, going into a Facebook group and bitching about the price and everything, guess what? It ain't going to change shit because guess what? I have done my 5 minutes of bitching about my price hike. The only thing that deterred me this year was that I was going to add two more tickets on. The price hike did deter me. I'm not saying I might add on one instead of two, but again, it's one of those things where because I have people who actually to go to the game with me, and it's hard as hell. For the past two seasons, it's been hard as hell to get those last-minute tickets, and that's what me calling directly to my season ticket rep. So it's one of those where quit bitching about the price of the tickets. I mean, I don't have the energy to fuss about it. Now, if they priced me out where I couldn't afford the tickets, I'd be like, talk like this. Now, if these motherfuckers, and I'm going to say it real, I'm going to keep it real. Now, if they went up to fucking Green Bay or Atlanta price, then I'd have to start bitching. This is my indulgence. So the money is put aside for my indulgence, okay? Let's just put it that way. My season ticket money is put aside. So I'm more upset that I have to pay for my tickets by the month and not pay up front. So for those of you bitching about the price, I'm more pissed off because I like to get this shit done and over with. Me having to fucking budget every goddamn month, I normally budget for the motherfucking year and say, boom, here you go, bitch. I can't do that. because they take it every single month. So where someone might say, well, you got that money to the side. Yeah, it's a little bit harder, though, because I normally just take that money like it's end of the year and put it straight on my ticket. We no longer have that option. So
yeah,
it's a little bit harder. That's my biggest gripe. So while y'all bitching about that, my biggest bitch is that I can't pay for my shit up front. I used to get a deal when I just paid from up front. But nah, you motherfuckers want to bitch about the price. But I'm more bitching about other things. So that's all I got to say. I mean.
So did you get just two tickets? You and your regular ticket, or did you go three?
We have to, and this is the way it goes with season tickets. When you're a season ticket holder, if you already have tickets, you're locked in for your initial tickets, and then they have the reallocation time. That's when we get an email telling us, hey, this is when you can move your seats. And that's when you can add on. We have not gotten our reallocation time yet. During that time is when you go in. If you don't want to do anything, then you just be like, boom, let your time expire because you're keeping your seats. If you're going to move or add on, that's the time to do it. So when that time comes, I'm going to see how much it's going to cost to add on a ticket. I'm thinking I may add one on just because occasionally somebody will ask me, I've had people ask me for 3 and 4 tickets. You motherfuckers can hang it up. I ain't rolling like that, and I'm not giving up my seats because if I give up my seats, bitch, first of all, I'm going to say it like this, and I've said it always. For all you motherfuckers who told me to my face, you dumb as a fuck. I don't know how the fuck you cheer for them. How you a season ticket holder? You just like giving your motherfucking money away. Hey, if you ain't going to a game, let me know. Bitch, if I ain't going to a game, you paying me $1,000 for my seat, okay?
Exactly.
You done talked about me like a motherfucking dog to my face, and then you can have the fucking balls to say, hey, if you don't go to the game, can I get your ticket? Bitch, let the nasty shit out of my ass crack after I shit, okay? That's
yeah, I was going to say, a person that has season tickets will never give up one or two of them, period. And if they do, yeah, it's like, hey, it's $1,000
per seat
or more per seat.
You know, so
I
want everybody to understand that you don't get to talk about me having my tickets and tell me how stupid I am and all these other things. And now, hey, if you don't go to a game, bitch, please. Let me bring on Randy. Hey, Randy. You're
hey,
not you. A little fussy like me today.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just wondering, are you a little fussy like I am today? Because my little fussiness is coming from, I'm just not watching the motherfucking Super Bowl. I ain't gonna lie.
I was about to say happy Super Sunday, but you know the 49ers and the Chiefs are playing tonight.
Oh yeah. Yeah, are you watching the game, Randy?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I'm not even watching. I'm waiting for.
I think they've all been.
Randy, he was asking, what did you think about the commercials?
I mean, we used to have good, funny commercials.
I mean, yeah.
These would be funny as hell.
The only one I've seen that I liked so far was the Kawasaki Ridge off-road vehicle.
Uh-huh.
With the, oh, shit, what was that hairstyle? A mullet.
Yeah.
That was the only one I thought was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched the Super Bowl for the commercials. Hell with the game.
That's it.
Hell,
I'm not even watching the game. I'm actually not going to turn until I get close to halftime, and I'm going to actually record Usher because I want to see what he does. But I do. Before we get any further, I have to give a shout out, and this is a positive shout out. I got to give a shout out to the people that I normally wouldn't give one out to. Comcast. I got to give Comcast a shout out because for the past week I have been having problems with one of my DVR boxes. And I pay Comcast a whole lot of fucking money. We won't even get into how much money I paid them, but I paid them probably more money than I should. But I've been like for a week where my live TV, you know how you can rewind live TV if you got cable? I wasn't able to rewind my live TV. So I was really watching the news one day and I wanted to see something. So I was trying to do the rewind and it wouldn't do it. And I was like, what the fuck? So I did like all the shit they told me to do. They tell you to go through all this. Then I went through the fucking damn shit online. I finally got in touch with a human being on Friday. This is after this shit's been going on since last Saturday. Comcast gave me a $35 credit for my inconvenience. I don't know who got up their ass, but I want to say round of applause to Comcast. Because they never gave me no money back, okay? I didn't even ask for it. They was like, for your inconvenience. I'm like, what? You know I almost passed out now. For my inconvenience, they gave me $35. I don't care if they went back on my bill. That's $35 plus I got to pay for that for this next bill.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but and it took them a week, but they did solve the problem. And the problem was, I hate their fucking, whoever decided that you should give the text in all your goddamn problems, apparently ain't met me. I would like to speak to a motherfucking human so I could tell you what the hell is going on. Texting does not let me tell you this shit ain't working. And then when I ask to speak to a human, you motherfuckers ignored me. The problem that I thought it was, I've been with Comcast since, God, it's been close to 20 years. According to them, I've been with Comcast since 2014. I'm like, yeah, y'all got that shit wrong. I moved in 2014. I've been with Comcast
all my longer
than that. Oh, shit. But my box is about that old. So I kept trying to ask them. I was like, you know, maybe I need a new box because I don't recall ever replacing this box in my office. And they're like, no, do this. Lo and behold, she was like, well, we'll get somebody out there on Saturday. I said, I was like, if y'all can't come out here on Saturday, can't I just take this damn box and exchange it? Comcast is right down the street from me. After 25 minutes of being on hold, she came back and she was like, we thought we was going to get somebody out there tomorrow. We can't get nobody out there. Just take your box, take your remote with it, and go get a new one. Lo and behold, I got the new box. Guess what? My shit is working. Nothing lasts forever. I mean, and, you know, when they do all these upgrades, I don't care if it looks the same or whatever. When they do upgrades, them little things can only handle so much. And I think I've had my box probably for about 6 or 7 years. So even though the new box doesn't look any different from my old box, I'm willing to bet that it's probably got some newer parts in it, and it might have some tweaks that my other one didn't have because they actually got new remotes. Like the remote that I had the remote that was like really kind of big and bulky, and this one is a little slimmer. It cuts on, the lights turn on and off automatically, so if it sits too long and I pick it up, then it lights up, and I'm like, ooh, this shit is kind of fancy. You know, it's a little slimmer. I feel like I done upgraded. You know how they say you get something on, you be like, damn, when this shit come in? I feel all fancy and stuff. I'm sitting here with the damn thing that actually fits in the palm of my hand. I'm like, oh, shit, that is big as my other remote. I feel like I just went and bought a damn Mercedes-Benz or something.
Oh, shit. I have the same problem with my internet provider with a router. And it's like, nope, it's good. All right. Well, I fixed the phone line. But we have a company based out of Wisconsin, but there is an office here in Choctaw right down the road. Can I not take my router there and get a new one? No. We'll have to mail it to you.
Oh, that's some bullshit. See, I don't comprehend that, but I just got to give Comcast a big shout-out because these motherfuckers are not known for their generosity and just giving shit back. But I will say that they did that, and I was like, ooh. And Tuesday is Fat Tuesday. So I went and got everybody knows that I know what a punchki is. And for those who don't know what a punchki is, it's just like, that's called a big-ass fucking donut. I'm not even going to try to explain what it is because it's a Polish thing. I mean, but it's good as hell. But normally I would go to Hamtramck, Michigan, which is where they make, like, these really good punchkis at. And I was like, I didn't even feel like going. Now, it's not like it was a long drive for me. I just didn't feel like going. And I was like, I remember one of my friends telling me that some of the Italian bakeries do punchkis, but they do Italian with cannoli in them. And I was like, so I found the Italian bakery that was near me. I had to walk out the bitch because, remember, I'm on a weight management plan. My eyes are bigger than my motherfucking stomach and bigger than my taste buds. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm like, that cannoli. I'm getting ready to spend about $500 at this goddamn bakery, okay? I had to step that, turn around and say, listen, you came in here for one thing. I got two punchkis and a cannoli. That was $9. Punchkis are expensive anyway, so before anybody say that's a lot of money, a punchki, a really good punchki, is normally about $2.50. I had one punchki. I put the other one in the fridge. I had a cannoli. The cannoli was to die for. Oh, my God. I have told myself I'm forbidden to go to this fucking bakery because it's close to my house and it's an Italian bakery because bitch will get, I can't go there. And the fact that they were open on a Sunday was not a good thing for me, you know. But I can tell you that bakery, it lived up to its reputation. I only spent $9. But I could have spent about $300 in a bakery today easily.
I was going to say, that's reasonable. $9 for three items?
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Like I said, I could have easily spent about $300 at that bakery today. I contained myself because, oh, my God, they had some tiramisu that was, all I could say is that my eyes were so damn big. I actually had a conversation with myself, and I had to tell myself, you're not allowed to go back here. As a matter of fact, forget where it's at. Forget that you saw it. I mean, I had a really long conversation with myself about this. I'm sure people thought I was crazy because when I got to my car, I said, bitch, you done lost your mind. Don't you go back in that goddamn bakery. Hop in your car, drive the opposite way. You would have thought that if somebody saw me, they might have called the police. And I was in a city where the police probably would have arrested me because I was sitting in a parking lot and I was not like the person who normally live in that area. But I'm sure that if someone were to see me, and when I say I was, you know how you have those animated conversations with yourself, and you see a person in their car being animated, and you're like, that person got some issues. I'm sure that if too many people would have saw me having this conversation, because I'm looking at the store, and I'm like, nah, bitch, don't you even go back in there. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? Don't go back in the motherfucking store. Oh, I'm cutting myself out, okay? And I'm like, don't open up that damn box. Who the fuck do you think you are? Don't open up that box. You're going to lose your mind. You wait till you get home. Don't open up that box. Put the box over. that's how I was going. And anybody who knows about, like, really telling yourself about not eating some food, that was the conversation. If anybody would have came past me, and my car had not come my car off. Oh, yeah, back into the bakery, okay? Like I said, I am sure that if anybody would have seen me, that they would have called the police. The police would have came, they would have blocked me in, and they would have been like, man, put your hands up. And I would have been like, officer, I was just having a conversation with myself because I just bought this damn good-ass food. I just had to cuss myself out. They might have taken me in for observation just because they thought I was crazy. Because I could see me trying to explain to the police. I wasn't trying to hurt nobody. I was just having a conversation with myself. I was just being really animated. It was a very animated conversation.
And see, I'm going to have that going.
I bought a new address for my house. We all know that I'm still into this homeowner shit. So,
yeah.
I have groceries delivered at 6 a.m. I know y'all say that's a weird time, but I try to have my groceries delivered before I start work. That's another thing. I've avoided going to the grocery store and I just have the shit delivered. Not a good thing, because I could go online and order everything I want to have it delivered. But
oh yeah.
When I had my groceries delivered, because I don't have a light in front of my house, I just have the light, my porch light, and it's a motion detector. Well, my address sits above my porch light. So you really don't see it because it's a good 2-3 feet away from it, like above my door. So what I did today,
yeah.
I went online. I did what most people do. I did some research. I went online, and do you know they have solar-powered address boxes? They call it, I forget what they call it, but it's illuminated. So I went and bought one today. I'm gonna actually put it above my door, and they said it comes on at night with solar power, but it'll have your address. And I'm like, I need that in my life. It's still sitting in the box. I didn't put it up today. But that's my new toy that I got because I'm like, okay, for one, you cannot, I mean, unless you drive past my house, my house is dark at night. Like, I'm not that, you know how you drive past some people talking to them. You say, oh, somebody is up in there. Not in my motherfucking house. When you drive past my house, unless you set off a motion detector, you don't see shit. Because when I say it's time to go to bed, all the fucking lights. I am that old woman who said, turn off the motherfucking lights. I'm not trying to light the outside. I'm your grandma. I am your grandmama own times 10 about lights and shit being on. I do not have lights on in my house. I do have plugs in my house, you know, the lights that plug into the wall, the night lights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, night lights.
So I only have like two, maybe three night lights in my house. I have one in my bathroom. So you don't see that unless you go into my bathroom because my bathroom door is always closed. And I think there's a night light in one of my other rooms. Again. When I say that I'm that person, when I go to bed at night, I even have my TV on a timer, okay? When I go to bed, the TV might be on, but before I can sleep good, oh, that bitch is off. I am adamant about not having lights on. So when you drive past my house, you don't see light. So I was like, well, this is a good thing because if I could get it illuminated, you know, to me, that's a plus. Solar power,
yeah.
My address will be showing. And it's a good thing. Oh, wow, San Francisco score 3, and it's the second quarter. Okay, 13 minutes, I could turn away from this. I just need to see how far they were. Hey, that's all. I just need to see how far they were from halftime.
12 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not going to record, like, when it's, like, a minute and a half, nothing, the first half, I'm going to actually record it because, again, I only want to see Usher.
Yep.
I can watch that tomorrow.
Now, him, Usher, Christopher Walken did a commercial for BMW, and that was actually not bad. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Like I said,
and
I have
KC is getting close to scoring. Now,
yeah.
Back on your bakery.
Yeah.
2 years ago, when I went over to the Big Island, I couldn't have sweets because of my A1C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have that problem, so I can have some of those malasadas.
Oh,
yeah. And a whole bunch of other shit.
Well, today I made my reservation for my trip in July because I'm going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want to say this, people, and I don't care who you are. If you have to worry about the fucking price of a goddamn trip, and you know you have a friend that goes on a trip on a regular basis, and you trying to be fucking cheap about a trip outside of the country,
mm-hmm.
You might not be trying to leave the country.
Mm.
I'm just being honest. Because
yes.
The price to go to really... Now, because I changed where I was going, because now I will say that I did change where I was going. I was going to the Bahamas this year. Not going to the Bahamas this year because there is a travel advisory. Whatever the State Department put out. Yeah, they did that for the Bahamas. So.
Why there?
I was like, well, fuck it. They said the gangs are getting bad there. So I was like, okay, well, I haven't made my reservation yet. Let me switch and go someplace else. And I was like, where I want to go? He's like, well, sure, I went to Jamaica last year. I go to Puerto Rico anytime. You know, I'm like, I go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, so I'm really not feeling going to the Virgin Islands. So I'm like, since I'm not trying to go all the way overseas, I'm really just trying to knock out the Caribbean right now.
Yeah.
Once I knock out the Caribbean, then I'm going to start with South America because I would like to go to Rio de Janeiro. And my trip to Turks and Caicos was canceled. So where I thought I was going to Turks and Caicos this year, that was canceled, so me and my daughter decided that we'll probably do Turks and Caicos another year. We won't be doing it next year because we're doing New Orleans again next year. That's because the Super Bowl will be there, and I'm already, like, stalking to make our reservation because we know we should get in. So I'm like, okay. And I was like, okay, well, since I haven't been to the Dominican Republic, I'll go. I told my friend about me going, and I said, this is the resort I'm going to. She goes on Expedia and says, hey, I could get that same trip for the same price you got and include the airfare on Expedia. I said, well, yeah, I was like, does that include transportation from the airport? And I don't know what price she saw, because I looked on Expedia, and it was actually more on Expedia. They have a special going on at the resort that I'm going to that ends on the 13th. So I was like, okay. And I don't know if she saw that. She was directly on their website. You could, even though I could have paid for it up front today, I was like, I'll do it in 3 payments. That way my reservation is made, and I have my transportation from the airport. I just have to make my plane reservation. And she was like, well, this is how much. I'm like, yeah, but I'm flying first class. I'm flying first class on Delta. So Expedia is not going to put me first class on Delta for that price, okay? And I'm going to a bungalow, so I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'll only tell you once. I'll maybe tell you twice. But when I tell you what dates I'm going, I tell people what I'm doing. I have a shit ton of vacation time with my job. I have the ability to come and go as I please, unlike a lot of people. So I tell people, if you can't go for that amount of time I'm going, don't try to go the exact time that I'm going. If you only come for 2 or 3 days versus I'm staying a week, do that. I understand that everybody don't have the same amount of time that I have. But I figure if I'm going to be off work for 2 weeks, I might as well fucking, you know, be at a resort for a week. You know, that's me. But I try to tell people I have a shit ton of vacation time. So don't compare what I do with what you do, because I don't count your money. I count mine. Like, I'm going to the Dominican Republic. I'm going to Houston. I'm going to Minneapolis. I'm going to San Francisco. I'm doing all that this year. Okay, Houston, Minneapolis, and San Francisco, we all know what that's all for, right? Football.
Oh, yeah. It's football.
I'm going to Indianapolis in 3 weeks. So March 2nd, 3rd, whatever the fucking day that is, we're not going to have a show because I will be at the NFL Combine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. That'll be my first
Sunday in March.
There, yeah. That'll be my first weekend there.
So that'll give you time to get acclimated. You won't have to worry about looking for a cell phone site for the phone.
That ain't no shit. Trust me, cell phone sites are weird over there.
Speaking of cell phone. I'm sorry.
Go on, Randy.
Speaking of cell phones, I am probably one of the few people, probably in the world, that doesn't have a cell phone. In other words, I'm still in the 20th century using a landline phone, which is fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that, Randy.
I'm planning on getting a cell phone soon. Matter of fact, as soon as possible. I just wanted to get some ideas after I get all set up on how to use a cell phone.
Okay.
Sort of like a cell phone 101, you know.
Okay. Do not let them talk you into the high end cell phone. What I have is the fucking walking computer in my pocket. Everybody doesn't have that. I have everything that I can do on my home computer, I can do on my cell phone. Do I use my cell phone for all that shit? No. I do a lot on my cell phone, but if you just want a cell phone to basically make your calls and maybe occasionally check your email or whatever,
uh-huh.
Tell them to give you a basic flip phone. Do not have them. I'll just say what I have because people will say, damn, bitch. I have the high-end of cell phones. I have a Samsung S23. The 24 just came out. What I will say is that this cell phone costs a whole lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
I have the cell phone because, for me, I do need my cell phone to do a lot. And I do less on my cell phone than my daughter. My daughter does everything on her cell phone. So my daughter will have a full conversation, apply for a goddamn job, order her food, and cuss you out all within 5 minutes on her cell phone. And all at the same time. I do not do all that. I use my cell phone. I do check Facebook when I'm on my cell phone. I do check Twitter. I do have all that on my phone. I have my email on my phone. My phone I use basically for talking on, and for I do check my email when I'm running around and my text messages, because everything that I do, since I order a lot of stuff online, I get text messages from these different companies, like when my stuff is ready. But I would say for a person just getting a cell phone, do not let them talk you. First of all, go to Metro PCS. And I say that because you will get a good quality cell phone that will not cost you an arm and a leg. Do not go to Verizon. Yeah. I'm with Verizon. I swear by Verizon. I live by Verizon. I will never leave Verizon. But I also know what I want. And I've been with Verizon since they were VoiceStream. Remember when Jamie Lee Curtis used to do the cell phone commercials?
Yeah.
How long I've been with this company. They were VoiceStream when I got with them, and then they became Verizon. That's how long I've been with them. But because they have come up with the cheaper cell phones that are just as good, go to Metro Metro PCS. I think it's not by T-Mobile or whatever. But my mother is with them. She pays $50 a month. She has a very basic cell phone, no high-end, even though she does a lot of shit on her cell phone. Go with them, and they will get you a good price, and you will know what your bill is going to be every month. You don't have to worry about it, and you won't be paying monthly for a cell phone. And you can have, and they will get you in a smartphone, and they will show you. The biggest thing is that you no longer have fucking buttons. Everything is done by your hands up. Your hand is fucking wedged. Got to be cautious about it. I always have to make sure that my screen is clean and my hands are not dirty or wet or anything, because I cannot do a lot on my phone. And my phone is activated by my fingerprint. But I would say go to Metro PCS. They will give you the best deal. That is my suggestion. Because when they say it's this much per month, they are very serious. Verizon, your bill would be one thing, and you will look up, and there'll be all kind of other shit. Metro PCS is the best of the basics of the phones. And because they don't have a big selection, you will not get the phone like I got, but you will get a phone that will let you do all the functionality. And I can tell you, if my mother, who will be 74 this year, can work her fucking cell phone, and my grandmother, who will be 96 this year, can work her cell phone. She doesn't have a smartphone. She has just a regular flip phone. And you can get a flip phone if all you want to do is talk and just do basic text messages. They have came back out with a flip phone. But Metro PCS is the best one to go to. But that's my opinion. And Metro PCS, if you motherfuckers are listening, y'all need to be giving me some props, because I don't have to put y'all out there, because I personally do not like you for me.
Yep. All right. Now, mine, Randy, is a AO3S Samsung phone. It's a smartphone, but it's 4G. 4G is still good for the next 10 years. Then you got to upgrade in 10 years to a 5G,
because I have 5G.
Yep. And my phone, it's big. I can do internet, Gmail, I mean, everything on it. And I pay a no-contract fee with AT&T, and it is roughly $62 a month after taxes and all that, but I paid basically $55 after taxes. It's $62, and it's a no contract phone, and I get the discounted rate of $10 because it's auto pay. And it's I mean, I either use face recognition or my passcode, and it's roughly a good almost 6-inch screen by roughly about 2.5, maybe 3.
I think that's the one my mother has,
and I love it. I mean, I love AT&T. They've got a good solid network and all that. So, plus it's a no contract. And I think I paid for this phone at Walmart. Yeah, some people aren't, a lot aren't, but I paid like $70 for this phone at Walmart.
A month?
No, it's $70 for the phone.
Oh, for the phone, yeah.
And then I paid $62 a month for service, which is unlimited text, call.
Text and talk.
And internet.
And it's only unlimited data. They used to...
Yes.
I can't speak on the data. I think my mother has unlimited data. I know I have unlimited data.
Yes.
And
yours is
actually
better. My unlimited data is up to so much. Then yours is above mine. So you have more with that phone being a 23 or 24.
Yeah, I have all kind of shit on my phone, okay. But I also use my phone for a lot of stuff, I mean.
Yes.
I'm just gonna try not to spend an arm and a leg for a phone. Like a couple. I mean, I don't need to spend $100 on a phone, or a couple hundred dollars on a phone.
No. Now Dollar General has this same phone.
Really?
But it depends on if they have this at the time. And that's why I ended up going to Walmart and buying it for, I mean, I think it was
$69.99.
Uh-huh. Go to Walmart, not go to Dollar General, because
Dollar General does not carry the phones all the time like Walmart. So Walmart
and
can get...
Dollar General will not, and I'm going to say this, and Dollar General, I don't give a shit if y'all listen. I love y'all for my bleach. Y'all know I love my bleach. Y'all know I've been putting y'all out there for my bleach. But when it comes down to my cell phone, I wouldn't send my mama there. And the reason why is because, for one, you're taking a chance when you go to Dollar General, because a lot of times those phones are refurbished.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they don't always stand behind them. Walmart, they're also refurbished, but they'll also have the new one. And Walmart will stand behind their shit because Walmart already got enough problems. They don't need to have problems with fucking cell phones, too. So they're too busy, you know, making sure they deal with that major problem. Their cell phones, I will say, I'm not a Walmart person, but I will say that I have, back in the day, I did go to Walmart. You go pick up a phone at Walmart real quick to replace another phone. I ain't gonna lie. And they shit, they stand behind their shit and be like, boom, 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 here you go.
Yep.
But I will also say, look at Metro PCS, because Metro PCS is good. And Metro PCS, when they first started, they were, like, really much smaller. And I know people who have Metro PCS. I don't have Metro PCS because, for one, I like my shit to be working when I want it. They on the T-Mobile network. And I'm not a big T-Mobile person. First of all, y'all all know I travel. And I do a lot of traveling in my car. So... I know you don't drive, but, like, because I drive, I can tell you that the way I travel in my car, I'm in the mountains. And AT&T is also not bad. My daughter used to work for AT&T, so you know that I have my own issues with AT&T anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The way they treat my daughter
T-Mobile,
and then...
No, T-Mobile, stay away from
it. T-Mobile,
well,
Metro?
No, T-Mobile.
No, but wait a minute. Metro PCS is on T-Mobile, but the whole thing is that they're better with their network now because they're on the Sprint network, so the two of them are combined. Remember that.
Okay.
So
because when I got my daughter her first cell phone when she was like 14, it's like, okay, I'm going to put about, you know, $50 on here, and her phone was already gone and couldn't text because of the text.
Yes,
and you did that in
there.
How many days? Four?
They sound a little bit better. I don't, but like I said, their network, my mother is on it, and my mom, like I said, she's 74 years old. She is not a cell phone expert, but she can definitely tell you how to work her cell phone. And I figure if my mom can do it, and like I said, the price per month is not that bad. And you're like her, you really don't do a lot of traveling. So as far as coverage, you won't be as concerned as like I am. When I travel, I'm going through the mountains and shit through Pennsylvania. You know, I'm doing that serious travel.
Oh, yeah.
And my phone has to work.
Now,
AT&T and Verizon, they will tell you on the top end. I am a Verizon person. I'm also on a 5G network. But those two are the best of the two. Especially like with Greg going to Hawaii, he really needs to be with AT&T versus being with like T-Mobile or somebody, because he's going to get that coverage in Hawaii. Like when I travel, I get my coverage with Verizon. Those two, you get the most coverage because they have international plans also. Metro, I wouldn't try to leave the country, would it? But I know you're not talking about leaving the country.
Hold
on. Tell me something about
that. Don't get too close to the Canadian border either.
I heard of some horror stories about prepaid phones.
And see, I love
you
mine, Randy.
you know what? My son used to have prepaid, and actually up until my daughter, now you're going to laugh, Verizon had prepaid. It depends on the company. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you now, watch out for Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile is like one of those prepaid phones.
Mm-hmm.
They're not horrible, but they're not the best. But when you're talking about T-Mobile is not a monthly contract, but you're paying that same amount every month. The same thing like what Greg is saying.
Yeah.
Track phone is more like a burner phone. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I know they're not burner phones. But if I got a track phone, I'm getting a track phone because I really don't want. That's why I actually have an extra phone line for people I don't want to talk to. When I travel, and I know that, like, when I travel internationally, I carry two cell phones with me. I have the one for my family, and then I have the one that I give my phone number to those people. Like, when I go to the Dominican Republic, I got a phone just for that. And my family will know that I will have that cell phone with me most of the time. I do have two cell phone numbers. A lot of people don't know that. I have two cell phone numbers. Strangely enough, I found out a lot of my male and female friends here in Michigan, these are people I know very well, all have two cell phone numbers, and the shit is so funny is because they'll send me a message. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Oh, you said, I was getting too many calls on this. I switched over to my other phone number. I'm like, what? I got two phone numbers, and it's two separate cell phones. And I was thinking that, I was like, oh, my God, I got these two cell phones. Because remember, I have these after dark. And these after dark cell phones, these after dark is on a totally different cell phone. I actually have to charge that cell phone up because these after dark is a lot of strange-ass phone calls. Oh, do you know you said we be selling sex? I'm serious. One dude called. It was so funny. I don't know what I was going on, but something told me to answer the phone, and I answered the phone, and I answered it because it was the V's After Dark number that called, and I was like, good afternoon, this is V's After Dark, and I did the slogan, I said, good afternoon, welcome to V's, thank you for calling V's After Dark, where everyone comes, how can I help you? And the guy said, do you have a blonde? I was like, a what? And he's like, I call for sex, and I'm like, have you went to my website? He's like, you have a website? I was like, yes. I gave him the website. He's like, how long do you take to respond? He's like, I need someone here in an hour. And I'm like, yeah, that ain't happening, honey. We don't do people. You know, So when people see these after dark, they really think, I did not realize that they thought we were, like, selling sex. So I don't really answer the call that much. I normally just listen to the voicemail because I realize that if I answer it, I get really strange requests. And especially since the business hours are 9 to 5, I have actually regular business hours on V's After Dark that when you answer the phone, I'd be like, yeah, this shit ain't happening. You calling at 2 in the morning. You calling at 11 at night.
Yep.
Did you go to the website?
And let me ask you one more thing about that. Something like people giving away phones out on the street.
Yes.
Okay, those phones are actually pretty good. That's how my grandmother got her phone. Those are for low income. Those are not bad phones. Those are actually very legit phones. The whole thing with those phones is that it goes by your income, and they're actually, when they say they're free, they really are free. There's no charge whatsoever. My grandmother actually has one of those phones. But you only get a certain time amount per month, and it does not roll over. Once you hit that time, you have to pay for it, and that's where the problem comes in. Because the charge that they're charging per minute is extraordinary compared to being on, like, Metro PCS or track phone or E&M. Because it's paid by the federal government and it's for low income, we lost Gary. I mean, we lost Randy. So the person who answered the information, we lost.
Randy, you there?
Or it says he dropped. Randy, it says he dropped.
Oh, wow.
still listening. That's why, I mean, those are actually not bad phones, and that's why I don't qualify because I make too much money. So when I lost my U.S. cellular, it's like, okay, let me go to AT&T and do the no-contract phone to where I bought a phone.
Okay, this was scary. San Francisco is actually winning, and it's four-man stuff. I guess I need to record now.
10-zip right now or 9-zip. Yeah, they just scored McCaffrey.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying not to look at this game. Let me get ready.
I mean, I'm watching that. Ben Affleck,
you're
Matt Damon,
Jennifer
Lopez.
You are ahead. Yeah, I see that.
Well, it's over the air. That's why. Over the air, I get it faster than people with internet or
and cable
satellite. Yep.
I mean,
that is not cute.
Hey,
I'm going to have to actually record this.
Now, Randy, with my deal with AT&T, when I lost U.S. Cellular because of job and the whole nine,
right.
I couldn't pay that. And they had the best reception everywhere. But it's you can't buy those phones because they're not – there's no SIM card. There's no nothing.
Mm.
So that's why I went to AT&T with a no-contract phone, and every month I had to buy a card, put money on it, like $30 a month, call that number in just for calls and texts, unlimited. Then when I got a smarter phone, I went to the, you go ahead and take it out of this account monthly, automatic. So that's how I got unlimited talk, text, and data.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm paying $62 a month.
That's not bad.
So, and I love it.
That's not bad. $62 a month?
No, and that's the thing. It comes out of my debit card monthly because it's automatic.
All right.
Now, if it was not automatic, it would charge me another $10 plus tax. So, yeah, it's like
that was almost $80 right there.
But like
well,
I said, Metro PCS is, or maybe it might be, I don't know. When my mom and dad were on Metro PCS together, she was on a pen with tax, $52 at some change. Hers might actually be 25 now. I don't know what my mom's phone bill is. I ain't gonna lie, cause the last time I paid it, her and my dad were on the thing together, and it was two phones, two separate phone numbers, $52 a month, and that was with their unlimited. But either way, that's what we were saying about the government phones. Those phones are limited. They're not bad phones, but you are really, really limited.
Uh-huh.
You have to go based on your income. Once you get
now,
out of income.
Yes, it's based on income. No, this is new. The consumer cellular that Target has,
mm-hmm.
the same program that I've got is the exact same price, if not $5 cheaper.
Uh-huh.
And that's at Target. But when I looked at it and the prices for everything I've got, it's like, why do I need to change? Just because I'm a senior, and it's like, no, I'll just stay with AT&T.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just personal preference for me being here in Oklahoma. And then, you know, And Miss V's got a better service, but, you know, she's paying a little bit more. Now you in Baltimore.
I'm paying a whole lot more.
I
paying a whole lot more.
And my daughter is paying a whole lot more. She's got AT&T. Yeah, my daughter's paying like $100 a month.
Damn.
With a contract with AT&T. But she's got the new phone, the new watch. She's got all that shit. I don't want the watch. I don't want that fancy.
I have the watch. I have the phone. But I have four phones because it's easier for me to pay for. I have my phone. I have my two phones, my son's phone and my daughter's phone. And as a parent, my son would change his phone like he changes his goddamn underwear. And I was tired of not being able to contact my son. My daughter realized early on that the catch to me, now, here's the only catch. If I pay your cell phone bill, you have to fucking answer when I call you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to blow me off. But I also don't blow you up. First of all, you're an adult. I'm not going, where you at? I don't do that.
Yeah.
My son's biggest concern was that he thought that I was going to be bugging him. And I told my daughter, I said, have a talk with your brother. I said, explain to him my conditions on this phone.
Mm.
Well, she said, so my son has realized I really don't fucking call him. I really don't. My son would be like, damn, my mom barely calls me. And I pay his fucking bill, okay? But everyone in the family can contact him. He no longer has the excuse of his phone not working. And guess what? When I got a new phone, he got a new phone. So he doesn't have some bullshit-ass phone either. He's got a brand-new fucking phone. We all have new phones. The reason why I do this, for one, he's got two children that need to be able to contact him. He can FaceTime with no problem. He can call them with no problem. John can contact him with no problem. These are a lot of things I look at, you know, and I can contact him. You know, he doesn't get to use the excuse, ooh, mom, you know, my phone broke. Bitch, if your phone broke, you better be calling me because I got insurance on that motherfucker, okay? You can't say your phone got cut off because I pay your goddamn bill. If my phone ain't off, your phone ain't off either, okay? I pay your bill. See, those excuses got to wonder when your mom pay your cell phone bill. And I've had people say, that's control. I was like, no. That's called convenience. Mom is willing to pay it. Mom pays it.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't answer much.
Yep,
Anthony,
that's it.
And actually, I want him to answer my mother when she calls more so than me. Talk to your grandma. You ain't got to talk to me. Talk to your grandma. So you know what? He talks to my mom. He talks to my mom a whole lot. He knows everything that's going on. Him and my mom have an excellent relationship. And I said it because I have a good relationship with my grandmother. And my mother never has to worry. She knows where her grandson is. Mm.
Yep.
But they must have worse than my mom calling into my house. Have you talked to your son? Huh? Nah. But he changed his phone number again. We don't have those issues no more. Because mom, I'm not changing your phone number. You know. Some little thing. Like, my daughter's had the same phone number since she's been fucking 16, 17 years old. I've had the same phone number since fucking 2001. Again. Like, I tell people.
Yep.
Y'all don't get to aggravate me about a fucking phone. We getting ready to sign off. The Super Bowl is fucking going on. I actually have turned away from it, but I do have a recorded now because it was like 4 minutes left, and I was like, okay, I can handle that. I won't watch that bullshit. I'll just record it. But we will be back next week. We will be talking about other shit. As you can tell, I thought we were going to do a quick show online. I apologize, Greg. But everybody have a great week. It's Valentine's Day. Go do something. I will be celebrating the day after Valentine's Day. So a big shout out to my baby. Her birthday is the day after Valentine's Day on the 15th. We're going to go see Wicked. So we're going to have fun at Wicked this week. Yes, we're going to see Wicked. The tickets cost me.
Hey, Randy, DM me your phone number if you want to. I can talk to you more about those on cell phones.
Okay. That'll be fine. I'll message you on Facebook. I'll give you my phone number on Facebook.
Okay,
you guys have a great week, and
Y'all gonna watch that goddamn game. I'm through.
Bye.
Hello.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.